the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly was bailed out of jail earlier this week by a woman who believes he's innocent and says she's just helping a friend in need. Her name is Valencia P. Love. She's a daycare worker in Chicago who reportedly covered the $100,000 bond. She said, as a friend, if he says he's innocent, I can only believe that he is innocent.
I'm in the wrong business if she's making that kind of bail money. I gotta be a daycare provider.
She must be a saver. She insists that Kelly is not a monster, says there are much worse problems in Chicago. She says she's not condoning any of the allegations, though. She says if he did do those things, he is wrong. As for the bond money, she claims the $100,000 wasn't hers. Okay. She also refused to say who did put it up. She says the singer is not hard up for cash. Okay, that's why he couldn't pay it. Prosecutors in Chicago are also now looking, by the way, at charging R. Kelly for failing to pay child support, which is a crime. The state attorney is investigating the $160,000 he owes his ex-wife, Drea Kelly. Prosecutors are now looking for charging him, and any amount over $20,000 can be filed as a felony. If he's charged, he can be immediately arrested and end up right back in jail. Taylor Swift is up to something, and fans believe a Katy Perry collaboration could be in the works.
What?
The two have had their history, even having a feud which ultimately resulted in bad blood, but recently both singers have posted photos of palm trees on their social media, and that's enough to start rumors. One fan tweeted, "Not trying to be loud, but olive branches and palm trees are both symbols for peace." A songwriter that Taylor worked with on the 1989 album also posted a photo of palm trees on his page, which of course could mean that he helped write the song for the two singers to collaborate on. If this is the case, I'm literally going to be furious.
That would be awesome. Why wouldn't
because
you want them to collab together?
It would be social suicide for Taylor's career.
No, honestly.
Katie is dead. Katie's career is dead. If
okay,
Taylor collaborates
the
with her, it's going to hurt Taylor.
She's all over TV. She's not dead.
Yes, she is.
She is not dead.
She's
had
a single. When was the last time she had a successful single?
We've got a hater on the line. Her music has not been great, but people still like Katy Perry, so I think this is exactly what Katy Perry needs. Also, this is showing for once that Taylor Swift actually supports women and also letting a grudge go.
For once, she did a whole lawsuit where she, for just symbolization only, sued a guy for touching her ass for a dollar. That was a whole thing about sexual assault. What do you mean it's the first time she's ever supported women?
That's not supporting women, that's supporting herself.
Oh, brother.
I think that was wrong and she did the right thing. I mean,
You're drinking the Kool-Aid, Liv.
You are drinking the Taylor Swift Kool-Aid.
She has represented time and time again that she does support good people and good causes.
A group of friends and a group of girls that you is invite only.
You're ignorant. You're ignorant on that.
Invited to go to. Yeah, I don't know.
She donates to causes all the time. Different GoFundMe's, different things like that.
A lot of bad people donate to causes to try to look
good. Doesn't mean anything.
I'm sure R. Kelly's donated to causes too, but he also goes to the bathroom on kids.
You guys are, it's just obvious how ignorant you guys are about Taylor Swift. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, but it is kind of funny to rally you up because you're so into her. Like, she can do no wrong.
No, I don't like that she came out and supported a Democrat. I said that. There are things that she does that I do not agree with. I will say when I don't agree with something, and I'm telling you, she definitely does support women. And Katy Perry, BuzzFeed did a whole thing with millennials asking them like about different celebrities and things like that, and they all said Katy Perry was lame and done.
Nicki Minaj.
If BuzzFeed said so, then never mind.
I'm just saying, millennials in general, like, people are over Katy Perry and they're over Nicki Minaj.
BuzzFeed also does like 11 times Ranch surprised me.
So there you go.
I'm just telling
Why
you.
Why are you denying it, Liv? Don't deny
it's
it.
It's not just BuzzFeed, it's just in general. Millennials are definitely over Katy Perry. Bebe Rexha is heading home to make up with her dad after posting a text from him of his disapproval for her new music video for Last Hurrah. In the text, her dad wrote, "You better stop posting stupid pornography because you make me sick. I can't take this anymore. Embarrassed to go in public everywhere I go. I'm very upset with you and I can't believe it." So now she's asking her fans and others to stop talking negatively about her dad, telling her fans, "Don't talk crap about my dad." Her video got flagged on YouTube for being sensitive with sensitive content and features sexual scenes, partying nuns, and BB in a bed with crosses all over it.
Yeah, ooh, okay. I can see why dad's upset.
Honestly, I get that. It's like the type of thing where it's like you talk crap about your mom to your friends, but then like once your friends start talking crap about your mom, you get like all defensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. The nominations for Nickelodeon's 2019 Kids' Choice Awards are in. Maroon 5, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, and Ariana Grande are all up for major awards. The favorite breakout artist category includes Billie Eilish, Cardi B, Dan and Shay, Juice WRLD, Kane Brown, Post Malone. No Katy Perry. DJ Khaled, who's hosting the event, is up for 3 Orange Blunts this year. He's also up for male art, favorite male artist, favorite collaboration for No Brainer featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, and Chance the Rapper. Coming up in less than an hour, Mark Ronson talked about how Lady Gaga's song Shallow is written. It's really cool.